Ve'ezras Hashem, this week will be Messiah, the bracha of Elokei Neshama, and we're going to talk about the siyum of the bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem, Hamachzer Neshamos Lifgarim Esim. That Hashem, what does that mean? Hamachzer Neshamos Lifgarim Esim. That Hashem returns Neshamos Lifgarim Mason, the dead bodies. So it's a little bit interesting. You know, we just said Moedana, we say Shechzarta bi Neshmasi, that Hashem returns our neshama. What is this addition of, what are we adding with Hamatzah Neshama is Lifgorim Mason, the dead bodies? Why are we bringing that in? And also, maybe it could be enough to say Lemesim or Lifgorim. Lifgorim means a dead body. Lifgorim Mason, what exactly are we adding with Lifgorim Mason? So I'd like to share two mahalchim tonight with the Eilam. I hope we have time for both in understanding this. And that is as follows. The first mahalch is as follows. That the truth of the matter is that these words, Hamatzah Neshama Lifgorim Mason, really sound like it's referring to Tchias HaMesim. That Hashem returns souls to dead bodies. That sounds like Tchias HaMesim. But in fact, the Avudraham from the Rishayim explain that this is referring to returning, the Hashem returns the Neshama in the morning. Why is that Lefkar HaMesim? So says the Avudraham, Ki b'chol boiker ma'atzah lono nishmoyseinu v'hashino doyme l'maves. Sleep is compared to death. Chazal tell us, Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Zayin, Shino Echer Mishishim Lemisa. Sleep is a 60th of death. So Machzer Neshama is Lifgarim Mason, also is really referring to the fact that Hashem returns our neshamas back to us in the morning, and we're like not alive. But I saw a beautiful thing by the Polotzker Magid, in the Magid Tzedek. He says a beautiful thing. He says that the Gemara, the Medrash, and Eicha, we've spoken this in the past, the Pasuk in Eicha says, Chadoshim la'vakarim, when there's newness in the morning, Rab emunasecha, that gives us an abundant emuna. Says Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Al sha'atim achat sheinu b'chol b'yker b'yker, this that Hashem gives us a newness and gives our neshamas back fresh every single morning, Yoidin anu yoidim shemunascha rab l'tchias ha'meisim, that gives us an emuna for loss of love, for tchias ha'meisim, love of loss of love. Fascinating thing. This that Hashem gives us back our neshamas every morning is a chizik and emuna for tchias ha'meisim. In fact, the Pirush Marzu over there says, like we say, hamatzah neshamas lifgar meisim, because sleep is like a misa, right? So we get our neshamas back. We're so to say somewhat quasi dead, and Hashem gives it back. Oh, that's a chizik for us for have emuna in tchias ha'meisim. So says the Polotzker Magid that's why Anshei Knesset HaGedolah chose these words. Hamachzer Neshamos Lifgar Mesim, his words are, Shesoivul Beis Pirushim. They could mean one of two things. It could mean that he gives our Neshama in the morning, and it also has the Pirush of the Tchias HaMesim, right? He says the reason why they use these words that are Soivul, two meanings, that they could mean two things, is exactly the point. Because this that Hashem gives our Neshamos back in the morning is a chizik and emuna that loss of lavoi, he's going to be matzah neshamas lefgar meisim. So one leads to the next. So Anshei Knesset HaGedolah pick these words which incorporate two understandings. One understanding is that Hashem gives us our neshama in the morning, and also that he's going to give it back loss of lavoi, he's going to be mechai meisim, lefgar meisim. So they use these words which indicate two meanings because one leads to the next. This that Hashem gives us our neshama in the morning leads us to emuna and tchias meisim. Oh.
That's a double lashon,
Lefkarim and Mason. Oh, so we'll see. No, we're not getting there yet. But we're just, the actual lashon is because this lashon incorporates two understanding, and the reason is because one leads to the next. I like to, Bez Hashem, a little delve into this idea, on this concept that Hashem gives us our neshama back in the morning, gives us a chizik for tchias ha'meisim. And that is, we'll try to break this down a little bit and understand that there's a few things, we'll break it down to four aspects of tchias ha'meisim that need, so to say, a chizik, need a chizik and a munah, meaning are, so to say, somewhat difficult to understand, you may say. And it will show how in the morning, when Hashem gives us a neshama, all these four things are being addressed. And we'll go through one at a time. The first is the novelty, the phenomenon of tchias ha'meisim is literally tchias ha'meisim. That there's going to be dead people and they're going to come back alive. Tchias ha'meisim. That's the first thing, which is a novelty, something which is hard to understand, hard to grasp, and something that we need a chizik in, that Hashem is giving us a chizik. That's step number one. Number two is the fact that L'asalav Hashem is going to be mechayim esim, that not everyone is such a nace, and even for people that are not so necessarily worthy. There's Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, has a whole sugya, Beishama, Beisil, that even the Beinanim are going to have Tchiyas HaMesim, right? Beisil says, Amate Klapi Chesed, and Beinani is not necessarily so, you know, worthy for Tchiyas HaMesim, and yet still, Hashem is going to be Mechai HaMesim, even though not everyone is so worthy to have such an ace happen to them. And in fact, we say, Mechai HaMesim, Berachamim Rabim. It's a tremendous rachamim that Hashem is going to be Mechai HaMesim. So that's a second thing. That's a thing that even Hashem is going to do such a great miracle, even for not the biggest tzaddikim. That's a second element. The third thing that is a fascinating thing about Tchiyas HaMesim is that the Svarim say that when Hashem is going to be Mechayim Mesim, He's not going to, you know, make a new body, a new person. Hashem is literally going to reconstruct from the old body, the bones and every single part of the body or the neshama that spread out in the world, like decomposed, whatever it is, wherever thousands of years ago, wherever it is, it will all come back. That body, the person will get his body back. That's a chiddush. The Gemara says in Sachem Dav Samaches, the Gemara says that Tana Rabbanan, Ani Omis V'Achaya, right? I will be mamis and I will give life. I would think that, okay, a person will get back another body, right? The pasuk says, I cause a wound and I heal it. Just like, right, when Hashem causes a wound and then He heals it, it's in the same person. The same body gets healed, right? So too, av misa v'chayim be'echod. This is a tshuva for those that say Ein Tchiyas HaMesim Minatayr. And I saw a very interesting thing. The Yisoid B'Sher Shavoida, when he talks in the bracha of Atah Gibor, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Mesim. He says, a person should have in mind then emuna in Tchiyas HaMesim. Listen to this. V'hagufim kvar nirkuvu mikama elav shanim, bodies that are rotted, decomposed for many thousands of years. And shenis arvatz my same elo melo, bones are mixed up. This one there, all over the place, right? Hashem's ultimate amazing chokhma yakir will recognize v'yachaber etzem elatzame shel kol guf v'guf. He's going to bring everyone's body back together. Their body that they had is going to come all back together. V'yitem bem nishmasam, and everyone's going to back their neshama. Their body that they had is going to come back together. Not a new body. Neshama, neshama, shaykh leguf shalai. Unbelievable thing. Mi amal gurus Hashem
b'zeh. Stage of life is the body
going to... The Gemara talks about that. The person's going to come back and then they're going to get healed. If a person was sick, the Gemara says that they're going to come back sick and then afterwards they'll get healed. Okay, that's a different discussion. But anyways, they're going to come... Their own body that they had, that wherever it is in the world, and underground, wherever it is going to... Hashem is going to be makir, world, the molecules, everything is going to come together. Hashem is going to bring that guy. That is an amazing, that's something that's tremendous. That's another thing that needs a chizik and emunah, that such a thing is going to happen. And the fourth thing that needs a chizik and emunah is, like they say B'Sher Shavayda later on, in the bracha, he says, he brings them from the Zayar Kaddish in Parshas Ve'era. He says, those Rishon that say there's no Tchiyas HaMesim, listen to this. Tipach Rucham Shal Oysim Ha'imrim Shakadish Baruch Hu Enei Asil Hachis Mesim. Those people that say that Hashem will never be Mechayim Mesim, and you know what they say? She'ech efshir she'yi'otse mehem bria chadosha. How is it possible that Hashem is going to make a bria chadosha? He's going to make something new. What that means is that what, you see, when we talk about something new, new is like, hey, you want something new, how do you make something new? You plant a new tree. But how about if you have an old tree, and you want to make that tree new? That's something that's l'mayel manateva. That's something which is right. Ein kol chadash tachas hashemesh. That's something that the derech of the world is the nature. What does nature say? That things go stale. Things as time goes on, it gets worn out. It gets old. Right. To take something that's old and make that thing new, to make chidush in something new. That's something that the Rishon can't believe, and that's what's going to happen because Hashem is not going to give us a new body. Hashem is going to take our old bodies and be mechadish that make them new. Right? You hear? So Hashem is, this is a phenomenon that's going to happen. Hashem is going to cause chidush. Hashem is going to be mechayim etzim. He's going to be mechad, take our old bodies. The nature of the world is that things get old, they get stale, that, and Hashem is going to be mechadish them, make them a beri chadosha from old, not give us a new body. He's going to be mechadish. And the Seder Shashavai says, no, those harachot, look, he says, Shabiyodav shal Aaron hayamata etziyavish, and the hand of Aaron was an old stick, v'akadosh baruch ha'chzir lefishal lebriya, right? It turned new, that old stick, not the new stick, that old stick turned new. So this is another element of Tchias HaMeisim that needs a chizak. So again, we have four things. One is the concept that Hashem is going to give life to the dead. That's one element of chiddush. Another thing is that even those that were not worthy, still Hashem is going to be Mechayim HaMeisim. Number three is that Hashem is going to reconstruct for the old, everything, Hashem is going to be Maka, where every part of the person, his body and his Shama are, and is going to put them back together. That's number three. And number four is that this old body is going to become this chadish, is going to come new, for old is going to turn new. That's four things. So if you think about it, we'll go through and see how in the morning, all these four things are being addressed. When Hashem gives us back our neshama, gives us a new day, there's four things that are happening. What's the first thing? That the concept of tchias ha-meisim, coming from death to life. We said before that in the morning, where there's a quasi, when a person is sleeping, it's a 60th of death, right? And Hashem is giving us back life. But it's really more than that. Listen to this, a fascinating Vilna Gaon in Imre Noyam. And the Gemara in Brachas, on Daf Nanzayan, that says, Shina Echad Mishisham Lamisa, it's a tremendous chedesh, listen to this. He says, this is why David HaMelech, the Chazal tell us, didn't sleep more than 60 neshimas, 60 breaths, right? So Shaila, how long? What? So listen to this. He says like this. Because since Shina is 1/60th of death, Shina, Neshima, so it comes out, he says a Chiddush, Neshima Achas, one breath, is a 60th of Misa. Nimtza comes out, Shita Neshimin, 60 breaths, Hu Misa Mamash. Chiddush. It's a Chiddush from the Vilna Gaon. That 60 neshimas is one step further. Since one neshima, since Shina is a 60th, he's mechadish, that's for one neshima. So you have 60 of them.
One neshima, there's 6 hours sleep.
So it's a shaila in Paiskim, how long Shita Nishman is. Minutes, more than a half hour, 3 hours, whatever it is. But the Chiddush of the Melech comes out that when we sleep, generally we sleep through, you know, more than 3 hours a night, right? Then there's, if we sleep, a person sleeps straight, that's, so to say, a Misa Mamash, whatever, Chazal, Baruch, Kacham, understood what Misa really is. And it's a real, not just a quasi-Misa, it's Misa Mamash, says the Melech, big Chiddush, but that's what he says. And it's very interesting because, did I bring it with me? Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch, In our Chaim and Siman Dal brings down in Hilchos Ntil Sidaim, he says David hayanizer shloilishin shita nishman kidei shlo yitoim tamisa, in order not to have a tamisa. So you see that shita nishman is a higher level of misa. So it comes out an amazing thing when Hashem gives us our neshamas back in the morning. That's mamish b'mechayim mesim. So that's one level of chizuk and amuna for tchias hamesim. The second is that we said that Hashem is going to do such a nace for people that are not even so worthy. And the truth is that we're also not worthy every morning. We said this in the Shir Mermaida Ani. Rashi and Parshas Mishpatim brings down from the Mechilta. Listen to this. The Pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, if you have you take security for a loan. Chavol Tachvol. What's the double lashon? Chavol Tachvol. No. Chavol Tachvol. To take security. So it says Chazal, Rashi brings down, to do it many times, meaning to take it back at night and give it back, right? You give it back every single day. You take it back at night and then you give it back to him every day. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kama ata chayvo? How obligated are you to me? Why? Vari nafshecha oyle etzli kol emesh v'emesh. Every single night your neshama comes to me, right? V'noi senes din v'cheshben, hez din v'cheshben. And your neshama is guilty every single night. Still, every single morning, I still give it back every single day. A person's guilty every single day, and Hashem gives it back. Afat so to you, tol v'hashev, take the collateral, but give it back then. Take it, give it back, always give it back. We learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see from here that a person is not really worthy, so to say, to get his neshama back in the morning. And still, every single day, Hashem gives us back the neshama. And in fact, I found a Chassam Sofer in Parashas Vayigash. He says, why? Really? The multitude of our avoinis, they shouldn't even impact us. Still, Hashem was chesed is machzir lanu, and that's why we give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It intensifies our hakaras hatayv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're not really worthy, and still He gives back to us our neshama. And the truth is, I found an amazing thing, that the in Siddur Etzat Tfilis brings down, the Eitz Yosef brings down from the Prima Godim, he says an interesting thing, that the Mila, he says the word Lufgar Mason, the word Pagar, Lufgarim, it's going on a person, V'roiv al Rasha, it's usually a word used on someone that's not a good person, not a worthy person. And he says, that's what we're Mavarach. Mavarach am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'asa chesed chinam im Rasha, that Hashem did a chesed with us, right? That He gave us back our neshama, even though we're not worthy, Lufgarim Mason, right? Even though we're not worthy, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us back our neshama. And the truth is that this could give us an understanding, and we've said this in Shurman Moida Ani, that we say, Shechzarta b'nishmasi b'chemla. B'chemla, why do we use the word b'chemla with compassion? Maybe we should say, Shechzarta b'nishmasi b'chesed, right? So we said then that the Vilna Gaon says in the end of the first parak in Shir Hashirim, right? We say, Avi Rabba Avtanu, Hashem had tremendous love for us. Chemlo gedoyla, Yisrael Chamal Taleno. He has compassion. So is it Ava? Does he have Ava for us? Does he have Chemlo for us? So he explains over there that this is this card. Yeah, he explains a little bit better. Listen to this. He says that this refers to two stages in Jewish history. Ava Rabba is in the times of the Avos and Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. That was Ava Rabba. Hashem bestowed on us a tremendous Ava. But then, after the Chet Egel, then Hashem said, "Achal oisem karaga." Hashem said He's going to destroy us, right? And yet still Hashem afterwards gave us, not only He had compassion on us, He said He had tremendous chemla. He says, chemla is achar hakas. Chemla is used when it's after an anger, after we're not worthy, and still Hashem has compassion over us, even though we're not worthy, that's chemla. So that's Chemla Gedayla. He gave us the Mishka and He gave us so much even afterwards. That's Chemla Gedayla Viseira. So you see that Chemla is, when someone's not worthy, still Hashem is compassion. So that's what we're saying in Moedani. Shechzarta b'nishmasi b'chemla, that He had Chemla on us, He had compassion, and that's something that gives us a chizik and amuna, rab amuna secha, that gives us a chizik and amuna for loss of love that Hashem is going to be Mechai Mesim. So Shechzarta b'nishmasi b'chemla, Rab Emunah Secha, that gives us a chizik and amunah for la'as alavei that Hashem is going to give us back our neshamas la'as alavei. So one leads to the next. Shechzar to be neshmasi bechemlo, even though we're not worthy, still Rab Emunah Secha la'as alavei. The third thing that we said in Tchias HaMesim, which is a chiddush, is this, that Hashem is gonna bring together everyone's body and everyone's neshama is going to come back together, right? Their own body is going to come back together. And that's an amazing thing. So the truth is that also is a chizik that we see from when Hashem gives us our neshamas in the morning. Why? Because we said then also in Moedah Ani, the Medrash Tehillim and Mizmor Chaf Hei says a fascinating thing. Medrash says, on the Pasuk, B'yotcha afkid ruchi, b'noyik sheba'olam, the way of the world, odam afkidin esle pikdoinis. A person, you give someone, you know, you think to watch, he has so many things coming in. How does he know who to give everyone back to their thing, right? Machlof shel zeh b'zeh, yeah, he gives this guy back his thing, right? The shel zeh b'zeh, why? Lefi she'en makirin, he can't keep count whose is whose, right? Says the Medrash, an interesting thing. Shema odom omar echot shachers. Maybe a person would wake up in the morning. Ubikish nafshei v'loy matzah. And he wants his neshama and he can't find it. V'shema matzah nafshei b'yad acher. Maybe his neshama ended by someone else. Interesting. Maybe I have someone else's neshama. That's why we say, Hashem doesn't lose track. Hashem Kalamis doesn't lose track. We made a cheshbon then. There's 90,000 neshamas every single split second coming back down to the world. And Hashem is returning everyone's neshama. It's not so poshut that a person's neshama should go back to him. Maybe it should return back to someone else. And Hashem Kalamis, Hashem B'chachmasa and Afla is returning everyone's neshama back to that specific person. Everyone gets back their pekadim. You see that that happens in the morning. So that's also chizik and emunah l'asalavei, that Hashem, just like Hashem every single day, gives me back my neshama, and it doesn't get confused. So that's a chizik and emunah l'asalavei, the same thing Hashem then is going to be mechachmasa and a flaw. Everyone's going to get back their bodies, their neshamas, it's all going to come together. So that's another element. And we said then that that's also, we say, in the Boi Da'ani, shechzarto bi neshmasi. We don't just say shechzarto neshmasi, that Hashem returned my neshama. He returned it to me, meaning my neshama didn't have to come back to me. It could have come back to you, no. And yet, no, Hashem gave my neshama to me, and you got your neshama. That we're alluding to that, perhaps. Shechzarto bi neshmasi, and that's also chizik, rabbi munasecha, chadashim labukam, rabbi munasecha lasalavi, that Hashem is going to do that then as well. It's beautiful. So shechzarto bi neshmasi bechemla, the bi and the bechemla are part of the chizik and amuna of rabbi munasecha lasalavi. So that's another thing. Oh. The fourth thing was, we said, this concept that Hashem is going to be mechadash or beri chadasha, right? Beri chadasha, that means that the old body of a person is going to become nischadash. It's going to become new. Something that, the derech olam is that something ages, and that thing is going to be nischadash. Hashem is going to make it into a beri chadasha. That's also something that happens every single morning. And that same Medrash Tehillim says another thing. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Basav Adam, what happens? Mafkidim b'yadei chadashim. You give someone a collateral, you give someone something to watch, you give it to him new, and it stays by him for a few years. After a few years, what does it look like? It's old. B'luyim v'yishanim, it's old, it's worn out, right? It aged, right? Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mafkidim b'yadei b'luyim v'shkukim. We give our neshama, we're tired at the end of the day, we're knocked out, our neshamas are worn out after the day. And what happens? In the morning, v'machzirim chadashim. It's fresh. He's busy working the whole day. He's tired. He goes to sleep tired and worn out. He gives his neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Will it shachris? He comes back a bria chadasha. Beautiful. The chadashim labakarim. The fact that we're in a chadash, we become a beri chadashim every morning. That's a rabbi munasecha. That also gives us a chizak and amun alasalave. So these four things are all in the morning. They lie in the morning, a chizak and amunah for lasalave. And we said really in the past, in Elakai Neshama, from the Ramak, that this is one of the main themes of Elakai Neshama. We start off the day with a chizak and amunah tchias amesim. That's why we say because this that we have chadashim labakarim, that Hashem gives us our neshama back in the morning, even though we're not worthy, and Hashem gives us back our neshama, and it's a tchias amesim, and it's a beri chadasha, chadashim labakarim. All those things are chizik and amun alasalave, rabbi munasech alasalave. We end off chadash, we say machzir neshama is lifgar amesim. We allude to tchias amesim. Because in the morning, the Hashem gives us a neshama, we're alluding to tchias ameisim. That's the first approach. I would like to end off with another, perhaps another mahalach, an understanding how matz and neshama is lefkar ameisim. And I'm going to end with this. And that is as follows. We've spoken in the past that really the hakaras hatayv that we have in the morning is twofold. The first is the gift of the neshama. Hashem is matz and neshama. Hashem gives us a neshama. The neshama is from the most highest places. Right, we have the gift of the neshama that makes us the most elevated creations in the world. That we have, we're housed in neshama. We have the neshama inside of us. That's the first thing that we thank Hashem for. And the second thing is the gift of life itself. We're getting back life, right? Hashem gives us life. Two things. When we wake up in the morning and we're walking around, so we know that we're, it's they're interconnected, but it's two things. We're alive. We have life, and also. That happens through the neshama coming back, but we also get, we got a neshama. We have the power of the neshama inside of us, and that itself, the precious neshama, which comes from Kisei HaKavod, from the highest places in Shemaim.
The neshama goes up, you lose your life.
Yeah, 100%. They're interconnected. But we're thanking Hashem for two things, because we got life and we got a neshama. So that's what we explained in the past. So when a person's up in the morning, he sees that he's alive. What's the siman that he has this neshama? What's the symbol? What's the way to know that we also have a neshama? We spoke in the past a fascinating concept from Rav Tali Heretz, Imri Shefer. He says that really the neshama, since it comes from the highest place in Shemayim, it's really constantly trying to leave, right? Constantly. And Hashem is saying, V'atom shamra b'kirbi, that means that Hashem is watching that it doesn't leave. It's trying to leave, but it's Hashem is keeping it in. It's trying to leave, Hashem is keeping it in. It's trying to leave, Hashem is keeping it in. Ratzai v'shoi, back and forth. That mulchama is going on inside of us. Says Imri Shefer, that's where vitality, movement comes from. You know where that comes from? That's generated from that milchama that there is between the neshama and then Hashem is keeping the neshama inside the body. You know where that comes from? Person wakes up, they're alive, they're moving. You know where that comes from? It comes from the fact that they have a neshama which wants to go back home to the highest place. That's where it comes from. Since it wants to leave, it's ratzai v'shoi, because Hashem is saying, no, it has to stay. That so comes out. That the fact that we have tenua, we have movement, we're alive, that's a symbol to us. That's a sign that we also have this neshama, which is coming from such a high place. And that's why it wants to leave. It wants to leave because it's from such a high place. It wants to go back to Shemayim. So when we wake up in the morning, we have tenua, we have movement, that's the remes, that's the symbol, the silent symbol to us that we have an neshama. We're not just alive. We're alive, we have an neshama inside of us. Listen to this, an unbelievable thing. On the words Hamatz and Neshama is Lifgorim Esim. Listen to Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He says, he zooms in on the word Lifgorim. So what does the word Lifgorim mean? He says, Kach Nikroim Hagufim Habitelim Imlachtam, bodies that are like not doing anything, Vishoivsin Mitnuasam, and they're resting from movement. That's a Lifgorim. He says, a Pagor. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Chav Tes, Yom De Pagri Rabbanan. The Rashi over there says that the days that the Rabbanan are lazy, they're not going to the Beis Medrash. They're lazy, they're not moving, right? They're not going. Yom De Pagri, right? Says the Yavetz, Lifgorim indicates a body that's not moving. A Shoivis is resting from Tenua. Isn't that amazing? Perhaps when we say Lifgorim Mesim, we're alluding to the two things that we're thanking Hashem for. Lifgarim, you give us Hashem, you're giving us back a neshama. You give Max a neshama, it's lifgarim. Our bodies were not moving, right? They were inactive, they were not moving. Why? Because they were lacking the neshama. And you're maxer the neshama to this lifgarim. And now it's going to move because it has a neshama. And mesim, and now we go from Misa l'chaim, we got the gift of life. So perhaps Lifgarim Mesim are alluding to the two things that we're thanking Hashem for. Lifgarim is the gift of the neshama, and Mesim is the gift of life. Hashem gives us Lifgarim, our bodies we're not moving. Shayfsin mitnuasan, and now we got the neshama back. They're moving because we have a neshama that's from such a high place in Shemayim, a lofty neshama. And Mesim, we go from Misa l'chaim, we got the gift of life. So perhaps that's Lifgarim Mesim. So just to wrap up, we have two ways of understanding. The first is that it's referring to this, that Hashem gives us back our neshamas in the morning and we were, so to say, misa, we weren't alive fully, and Hashem gives it back, and we're alluding to tchias ha-mesim, because the fact that Hashem is chadashim la-bakarim, that's rabba munasechel tchias ha-mesim, and perhaps the second way to understand is that we're referring to the two things that we're thanking Hashem for. Hamatz neshamas, lefkar ha-mesim is the gift of the neshama and the gift of life. Yashikach.